The Week of the Arctic got underway today on the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus. Dozens of Arctic science and policy-related events will be held throughout the week, culminating in Thursday's Arctic Council ministerial meetings, when U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will hand over the council chairmanship to his counterpart from Finland. KWC's Tim Ellis reports.
To say Fairbanks will be buzzing with activity this week would be to understate the scope of events to be held here in conjunction with the Week of the Arctic.
It's a series of very important meetings. It's also a very serious and important signal to the rest of the globe about the very particular place that Fairbanks is and the role that Alaska has in the global dialogue about the Arctic.
Mike Sefrega is a former University of Alaska Fairbanks vice chancellor who now directs the Polar Initiative at the Woodrow Wilson Center for International Scholars in Washington, D.C., and he's one of the top Week of the Arctic organizers.
All eight Arctic foreign ministers will be here, will discuss Arctic issues, will hopefully sign a binding agreement on science cooperation, will work through the finality of the U.S. agenda, will transition to the Finnish agenda for their chairmanship of the Arctic Council.
The U.S. term as chair of the Eight-Nation Council will come to an end during the ministerial, which is held every other year in a city in or near the Arctic Circle, to pass along the two-year rotating chairmanship to the next member nation, in this case, Finland.
They've chosen to hold the U.S. chairmanship's final gender-driving program here at the University of Alaska Fairbanks in the Fairbanks North Star Borough. Why? Because Alaska is important, and obviously, as we all know, Alaska makes the U.S. an Arctic nation.
Before and after Thursday's ministerial meetings at the Carlson Center, dozens of related events will be held mainly on the UAF campus. They include conferences for scientists to exchange research findings on the Arctic, and for diplomats, policymakers, and members of organizations like those representing indigenous peoples to consider responses to those challenges, especially those related to climate change impacts on the region.
We've designed things so that, you know, there's something for everyone.
Nils Andreasen is executive director of the Institute of the North, an Anchorage-based nonprofit think tank that serves as secretariat for the Alaska Arctic Council Host Committee, created in 2015 by Governor Bill Walker to help organize council-related events held in the state.
You know, whether it's climate science or reindeer or economic development, transportation, just the diversity of programs is really impressive and gives everybody an opportunity to engage with the Arctic in a different kind of way.
Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Carl Castle says he's looking forward to sitting in on some of those events. He's especially interested in meeting his counterparts during Thursday's Arctic Mayor's Roundtable.
We want to get the mayors together and start a network of communication so that we can work together and be more effective. And in doing so, I think, benefit all of the different communities across the north.
Castle says he'll also be interested to hear how other municipal officials around the far north deal with such problems as poor winter air quality.
Air quality tends to be a challenge in northern communities. I'm looking forward to chatting with some of my counterparts to see how they've dealt with the situation.
The Week of the Arctic will enable dialogue over many other issues of common concern around the region. Sefrega says the two-day Arctic Broadband Forum, for example, will address the lack of access to high-speed internet connections around the far north.
So you have the Arctic Broadband Group meeting to solve this very important issue, whether it's telehealth, education, commerce, very important.
Economic development will be on the agenda for Thursday's meeting of the Arctic Economic Council, an offshoot of the Arctic Council. Sustainable development is likely to be a common subject for the Council's six working groups, which provide in-depth study of issues from several perspectives, including those of the indigenous peoples of the Arctic. Other events will focus on health, education, and environmental stewardship, to name a few. Week of the Arctic continues through the weekend in Anchorage with events that showcase and celebrate the region's cultures. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.